All right, in the never-ending series of whether it's Wednesday or Friday, I am certain it is Wednesday.
Are you sure?
I am certain. It is time for American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC. I'm your host, Tom Ryan. With me, my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan. And Heidi, I don't even know if you know what you're in for today.
Not at all.
Hang on to your hats.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, now, I should make this plain. When I started this whole series about Albums Matter and the top 500 of the top 40 and the alternative top 40 and all of that, I didn't want to do this as a way of rating albums in terms of my favorites. Like, for example, if an album like this one happens to be number 98, what that means is that it chronologically lands at number 98. It's not one better than the album at number 99 or 97 isn't one better. It just means that 97 probably came out in May of 1971, while this album came out in June 1971.
You're not betraying your own feelings.
Yeah, I'm not trying to signify that I've got the ability to rate every album in the history of the universe in some, you know, order of talent or significance, because that's just flat out stupid.
Besides, your albums are like your children.
Yeah, I mean, I love them all. Exactly. So, I mean, I just want to make it plain that's the case. And the album we're covering today, which is number 98 and does happen to be from June 1971, is called Pieces of a Man by Gil Scott Heron. And it did not chart. Now, timing is everything. And if I were to be playing this in some way that wasn't chronological, this is why it amazes me that I'm playing this even now. If this had, say, hit the airwaves a week ago or 2 weeks ago, it would have seemed as though we were reading the future. But this is just literally when it happens to fall in the timeline. It was William Faulkner who once wrote, "The past is never dead. It's not even past."
Huh.
It's a lesson that we often forget until something occurs that blindsides us. When it happens, we become temporarily shocked, disoriented, until we ultimately realize that this isn't anything new at all. When I was picking albums for this project, I thought long and hard about whether or not I should include Pieces of a Man by Gil Scott Heron. In his time, Heron was incredibly relevant, providing a fresh perspective on a centuries-old problem. But I found myself wondering if the relevance of the album still lingered all these years later. I started to believe that those days were behind us. Well, nevertheless, I decided that he was too important to skip over, so I added the album for mostly stylistic reasons, figuring he deserved the nod for being one of the inventors of rap as a musical force. Then 2020 happened. Suddenly, every work on this album sounded as fresh, contemporary, and as painful as it did in 1971. Unfortunately, America seems incapable of throwing off a yoke of its own, making us all slaves to an indecent pattern of behavior that sits deep inside the web of our culture. Gil Scott Heron worked tirelessly to raise awareness. Maybe, just maybe, this time, people on both sides of the fence will open their eyes, their ears, and their hearts. I want to start this show with the opening track from this amazing album from Gil Scott Heron. As I said, it dates all the way back to June 1971. And it is so sad that it is just as relevant all these years later, almost 50 years. It's called, on American Radio, 90.3 WHPC, "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised."
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Jump 50 years forward, change some of the names to contemporary names.
And a lot of those names are still around, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and people even recognize, I mean, some of the commercial references might require like a bit of memory to go back to the TV days. But, you know, his point is taken. You know, most of everything that was on TV back in those days pretty much was taped. And he's like, no, the revolution will be live. Not realizing that, of course, cell phones would one day make a huge difference in what the revolution might be. So all the more power to you, Gil Scott-Heron. We're going to play this album in its entirety. It's called Pieces of a Man. And I'll admit that there are parts of it that are a bit corny. This next song is not my favorite, quite frankly. It's one of the reasons why I maybe put the album on the fence. I don't like when people sing songs about Save the Children. I talked about this with Marvin Gaye. I picked on Michael Jackson for it for decades because, I mean, Save the Children. Really? I mean, if there's one thing that every human being on the planet can agree on, I would hope that it's we at least don't slaughter our young.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But if we can all agree on that, then maybe there is a point that goes deeper than that. But we'll let this go for two in a row. We'll play Save the Children, and then we'll let that segue into the next track called Lady Day and John Coltrane on American Radio, 90.3 WHPC.
Children playing after school. They seem to be so unaware. I know the things that they'll soon have to take care of. Children, soon it will be their turns to try and save the world. to play such a small part of. The things that they'll soon be right at the heart of. My little Tommy, he said he wants to be a fireman. And little Mary, she said she got to teach school. If we know, all we say we know about the problem. Living all of your days in darkness, let the sun shine through.
Maybe one of the strongest themes on the album is about how drug addiction can lead to homelessness and the pain that is involved in that, all the people that are hurt outside of the person who's addicted. It's, I don't know, there's something about when you hear this album. I mean, when I played this just maybe 2 or 3 years ago and I included it, I was listening to it, wondering if people would get it in 21st century years. With 21st century ears. And now I'm hearing it as though it was written yesterday. And you know, it's kind of funny because I also became aware subsequently, how do you know this? Esther Phillips does a version of that song. And her version will make you cry. It'll draw tears. And we will be playing that Esther Phillips album in a few months. I don't know. It's coming up. It's on my list. So there it is. Now, I'm going to interrupt this album much less often than I normally do because it's a long album. It's almost 50 minutes long, which doesn't leave me a lot of time to talk. So let's go straight to the next track, which is called When You Are Who You Are on American Radio 90.3 WHPC.
You always go out of your way to impress me. now, ain't no need to impress me. I'm impressed every time you smile, when I feel like you mean to smile. 'Cause you can be so very beautiful when you are who you are. Every morning when you wake up, you put on a new disguise. How long did you think it would take me to realize? Never tell me just how you feel. 'Cause you could be so very beautiful when you are who you are. People never seem to want to be themselves, so they end up running in circles, confused. Yes, confused. Just like everyone. Take myself a piece of sunshine and paint it all over my sky, yeah. Be no rain. Be no rain. I'm gonna take the song from every bird and make them sing it just for me. Something to teach us all about being free, yeah. Be no rain. Be no rain. And I think I'll call it morning from now on. Why should I survive on sadness and tell myself I've got to be alone? Why should I subscribe to this world's madness, knowing that I've got to live on? I'll call it morning from now on. take myself a piece of sunshine and paint it all over my sky, yeah. Be no rain. Be no rain. I'm gonna take the song from every bird and make them sing it just for me, yeah. Cause why should I hang my head? Why should I let tears fall from my eyes when I've seen everything there is to see? And I know that there ain't no sense in crying. I know there ain't no sense in crying. Yeah, I think I'll call it morning from now on, yeah. I'll call it morning from now on, yeah. Cause there ain't gonna be no rain, be no rain, be no rain, be no rain from now on, yeah.
Jagged jigsaw pieces. Tossed about the room, I saw my grandma sweeping with her old straw broom, but she didn't know what she was doing. She could hardly understand. That she was really sweeping up pieces of a man. I saw my daddy meet the mailman. And I heard the mailman say, now don't you take this letter too hard now, Jimmy. They've laid off nine others today. But he didn't know what he was saying. He could hardly understand. That he was only talking to pieces of a man. I saw the thunder and heard the lightning and felt the burden of his shame. And for some unknown reason, he never turned my way. Pieces of that letter tossed about the room, and now I hear the sound of sirens come knifing through the gloom. But they don't know what they are doing. They could hardly understand. They're only arresting, yeah.
pieces of a man. I saw him go to pieces. I saw him go to pieces. He was always such a good man. He was always such a strong, strong man. Yeah, I saw him go to pieces. I saw him go to pieces.
Now, if you think about this, this is 1971, right? And Gil Scott-Heron already proved that he's capable of rap on this album. Capable of, which at a point when it wasn't even a contest. You know what I mean? He just did it. It was something to do. I mean, it took years for it to even begin to catch on.
Is this the Nixon administration?
Yeah. Yeah, this is 1971, exactly. Richard Nixon is president. Spiro Agnew is the vice president.
And inventing the war on drugs.
Yeah, exactly. Against black people. All this stuff is going on.
Yeah.
All of this is happening. And
the whole mass incarceration thing.
Huge 13th Amendment nonsense, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so he's like, he's aware of this, as we've eventually become aware of it, but it's just so phenomenal. That this is, and the thing is, like, he could also sing. He's got a good voice.
Yes.
You know, it's pretty. Now, I got to keep this moving because I want to read something before the show is over, and I don't have much time to talk. So we just heard the title song called Pieces of a Man. Before that, the track was called I Think I'll Call It Morning. And let's continue with this next track called The Sign of the Ages, and we'll follow it with Or Down You Fall on American Radio 90.3 WHPC.
It's a sign of the ages. Markings on my mind. Man at the crossroads. At odds with an angry sky, there can be no salvation. There can be no rest until all old customs are put to the test. The gods are all angry. You hear from the breeze as night slams like a hammer. Yeah, and you drop to your knees. The questions can't be answered. You're always haunted by the past. The world's full of children up too fast. Mm-hmm. since there ain't no world of your own. And you know that no one will ever miss you, yeah, 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 when you're finally gone. So you cry like a baby. But there ain't no peace on earth, man. Maybe peace when you die. Yeah. Is made of fire. I ride my horse of nuts and bolts. We're made to never tire. The world is just a simple circle. I've got to keep on turning. I've got to keep on turning till I fall down to the top of a mountain inside a hollow stone. I pretend that I'm an Iron Man, yes, instead of flesh and bone. The world is just a simple circle, and it keeps on turning. Circles spinning faster and getting larger all the time. A whirlpool spell disaster for all the people who don't rhyme. Him who don't fit through the needle's eye. Him who just don't understand. Understand. Understand, understand. A brand new sense of freedom. A brand new sense of time. You may go and
on out and leave the hate and fear behind. All the millions spent for killing, seems the whole world must be dying. All the children who go hungry, how much food we could be buying. Him who don't fit through the needle's eye, him who just don't understand. A brand new sense of freedom, a brand new sense of time. You may go and stand alone now and leave the hate and fear behind. People wake up every morning and simply push their lives aside. They seem to carry all their feelings crushed and crumpled up inside. Inside, inside, inside. Him who don't fit through the needle's eye, him who just don't understand. My father, many questions on my mind, but he didn't want to answer me. God, the whole world must be blind. Him who don't fit through the needle's eye, you may someday go insane. Insane. Of freedom, a brand new sense of time. You may go and stand alone now and leave the hate and fear behind. Yeah, behind.
That's Gil Scott-Heron looking headlong right into what I consider to be maybe the toughest quote in the Bible. That he who can't fit through the eye of a needle will never enter the gates of heaven. Who can fit through the eye of a needle? How do you figure that out? And he swallows that. Now, I equivocated. I said this in the beginning about why I would include this album. And I wrote this when I decided to include it. So I want to read what I wrote, if you don't mind. If the balance of this album was made up entirely of filler, I would still be inclined to put Pieces of a Man on a list of my favorite albums, solely for the sake of The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. Any rapper will tell you that one of the hardest things to do is balance provocation and humor without disrupting your flow. And Scott-Heron pretty much provides a how-to blueprint for an entire generation with that one track. And he did it almost a full decade before hip-hop came to prominence. What's most amazing about this track is how it serves to challenge everyone. Yes, it serves as a statement of purpose to a white establishment that conveniently chooses to ignore the past as a primary cause for the state of race relations, letting us know in no uncertain terms that you cannot simply shrug off 400 years of history by saying, "It wasn't me." Astoundingly, though, it confronts Black culture with a stern warning that idle acceptance of the status quo or falling into the trap of drug addiction is simply playing into the hands of those that control society. The revolution will not be televised because those who control our culture will bury anything so visceral under an onslaught of distractions, hypnotizing us from the truth. It's a singularly funny and challenging work on race and society, as powerful as anything that has been written since, and it's been around for 5 decades. Ultimately, Peace of a Man is an essential listen because it forces us to understand a perspective that most likely differs from the one that you grew up with, or even the one that you adopted as you grew older and wiser. Home Is Where the Hatred Is forces the listener to sympathize with the plight of a junkie no longer able to control his fate. Pieces of a Man captures the deep sadness, confusion, and lack of control that can descend on a family incapable to support itself. Scott Herron is a writer who chose music as a tool for self-expression, not vice versa. So his words are the focal point, not the manner in which he sings them. He does not sing with the refined grace of a professional vocalist. But this works to his advantage because it adds a strong human element that retains his intended emotions, which vary from outrage to tenderness. Pieces of a Man may be uneven, but when it works, it is strong enough to challenge your preconceptions and at least for a moment forces you to recognize what it is like to stand in another man's shoes. I'm not going to be equivocating any longer. Thank you, Gil Scott Heron, for helping me to become aware. On American Radio, 90.3 WHPC, here is the final track on the album titled The Prisoner. Thanks, everybody, for listening. See you next week.
Stay woke.
Hear my plea. to listen to me. I beg you, brothers and sisters, I'm counting on you, yeah. Shackled and bound, chained by the caveman who keeps beauty down, smacked on the ass when they're squalling and wet. Heir to a spineless man who never forgets, never forgets that he's a prisoner. Can't you hear my plea? 'Cause I need somebody, Lord knows, to listen to me. I'm a stranger to my son who wonders why his daddy runs, yeah. Can't nobody see just who in hell I am. Hemmed in by a suit, yes, or choked up in a tie.
woman cry. She knows her man is a prisoner. Won't you hear my plea? Yeah, 'cause I need somebody. Whoa, to listen to me. My woman, she don't say, but she hates to see her man chained this away. Yeah.